Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Yarn Thing Podcast with Marley Bird. I'm your host, Marley Bird. You can catch the Yarn Thing Podcast live every Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That's 12 o'clock on the East Coast, 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and 11 o'clock in the Midwest. If you are anywhere else in the world and would like to join us for the live podcast, we would love to have you here. Please Google what time 10 o'clock Mountain Time is for you. I do live in Denver, Colorado, and you can come and join the fun. Along with the live broadcast that I do on Blog Talk Radio, I do a Facebook Live for each podcast as well. And you can view that, whether it's live during the show or it stays on my Facebook page. You can go back and catch some of the previous live shows, but that is just the Marley Bird Facebook page. Pretty simple. Just go to facebook.com/Marley Bird and you can find me there. Let's say thank you to our lovely sponsors before we jump in today. Thank you to Buffalo Wool Company, Creative Bug, Erin Lane Bags, Craftsy.com, Stitches.events, and Red Heart Yarns, where I'm the proud national spokesperson. You can learn more about all of my sponsors by visiting marleybird.com and clicking on the sponsor menu right at the top of the page. There's a direct link to each one. Go over there and tell them hi and thank you for sponsoring your favorite podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome today. We are glad to have the Yarn Guys returning today to tell us about the Halos of Hope-a-thon. And if you remember the last time they were on the show, they talked about this a little bit. And what's awesome is Tammy is working a little bit with Halos of Hope behind the scenes, sort of what she does for me. She's doing for Halos of Hope, which is fantastic. And so she suggested, hey, can we have them on to kind of talk about what's going on with the Halos of Hope-a-thon, how it works, where it's at, and all of that good stuff. And I said, absolutely. So let's see if we can get them. All right. So I'm wondering who I'm talking to. Is it Jeffrey or am I talking to your cohort?
We are both here.
Oh, you're both there.
Hi, Marley. This is Dennis.
Oh, so cool. How are you guys doing?
Good, great.
That's so awesome. I'm so thrilled that you're able to come back on the show today and tell us a little bit more about the Halos of Hope-a-thon. Before we jump in with that really quickly, why don't you give us just a brief history of who you are and about your company, just so people can kind of see where this is all coming together from.
Okay, so we are a multidimensional. We own and operate a local yarn shop, Wall of Yarn, in Freeport, Illinois. And shortly after we opened, we became the sole distributors for Rauma Yarns. It's a company from Norway, and we import and distribute throughout the U.S. and Canada under the Yarn Guys company name. And we translate their patterns from Norwegian to English and sell throughout the U.S. and Canada. We partnered with Halos of Hope. We've had several close friends and customers deal with cancer, as I'm sure most people have had some form of that in their lives. And we thought it would be great to partner with Halos of Hope to do this event, which helps provide chemo hats to people going through chemo treatments.
Fantastic. So let's jump in about the Halos of Hope-a-thon. So as you guys mentioned, Halos of Hope, they have been on the show several times. I'm sure if you have not listened to the Halos of Hope podcast, you guys, you should check out some of the ones I have here on the channel. But they accept hats that are made for cancer facilities. And so they're always in need of more hats. And so that's where the Halo of Hope, Halo-a-thon comes into play. So why don't you guys take it from there? Tell them, you know, what it's all about, where it is, what's going to happen there, and all of that good stuff. I'm going to let you do most of the talking.
All right, this is Dennis. So we are going to have 24 hours of yarn debauchery, fun knitting, packing of hats that are already pre-made. We have a little over 150 hats already set up. I know Jen Lucas is bringing a stash of hats as well because she collects also. And she said she was going to combine her collection with ours, so it should be a pretty significant collection. And then we're going to spend that 24 hours packing the hats, shipping, getting them ready to ship out, and then also having fun because, you know, knitting should be fun. So Franklin Habit is joining us. The event starts at 6 o'clock on Friday the 21st and ends July 22nd, Saturday on the that Saturday, 6 p.m. So at 7 o'clock, we're going to have the kickoff at a local event space called the Wagner House. For those in the Midwest may hear that name and think that it's, you know, something you remember. Wagner Printing is actually still a company that's going, but one of the brothers lived here in Freeport, Illinois, and had a great building since 1903, and just recently they closed their doors and they turned it into an event space instead. So it's really fun, historical space, and we decided to partner up at the same time as their Prohibition Party. So right after our event, the Prohibition Party starts. It kind of takes over the entire downtown city. So we're theming the event on a 20s, 30s theme, or Prohibition theme. So we're doing a lot of flapper hats and cloches and fun things like that. But everything is allowed to do. And on Saturday, we also have two classes that Franklin Habit is teaching. One is on the history of lace knitting, goes through the Shetland, Russian, and Estonian lace. And then the second class is a class on taking antique patterns and bringing them modern. So if you ever found a pattern that you loved from the 20s, 30s, or even further back, you would realize that it's really, really hard to follow the instructions. What they call crochet cotton number five is not our crochet cotton number five. So Franklin does a really good job at kind of, you know, demystifying that and explaining how to bring it to the modern time and what yarns to use and all that good stuff. So,
and he's pretty amazing at that. Like, that's super cool. And I imagine that there's a lot of people, I mean, I know for myself, I have a lot of old vintage patterns that I wish I could just sit down with Franklin and have him, you know, hey, this is what this means. This is what that means. Or here's how you would switch this, or, you know, whatever it may be.
Exactly. Kind of bring it to context and to kind of understand how to approach the pattern versus the way we approach patterns today. It's a totally different thought process. So,
right.
Yeah.
So when people are there, so it's a 24-hour event. So are they, and maybe you've mentioned this and I like zoned out or something, but they're going to be there knitting. And so it's not just taking classes with Franklin or having a party, like they're making hats, they're packing hats, they're doing all of that kind of stuff. Do they bring their own yarn? Do they bring their own hooks and needles? Is it just for knitters? Is it just for crocheters? Like, what about those kind of aspects of it?
It is for anyone and everyone. So even if you don't knit or crochet or do anything with yarn, you're welcome to come. A $1 donated helps ship three hats. It's going to be just a fun time. I don't think I mentioned, but on Friday, the talk that he's doing from 7 to 8 is about the welded needlework patterns. So all the fun, odd things about the welded needlework. If you're not familiar with weldons, they started in about 1880s and worked till like the 1940s or 50s. And they had some very practical patterns, but some of their patterns don't seem so practical to us, kind of like the knitted whips for children or the knitted tennis ball hat covers, things that we look at and go, why would you do that? But once brought into context, kind of makes sense. So, but yeah, through the 24 hours, there'll be just random things. There'll be prizes. There'll be knitting. We're going to be sitting down. We'll be knitting hats, but or crocheting or weaving or anything that you would like to do, we can find out use for you.
Awesome. And did you say, do they bring their own yarn or is there a sponsor or, I mean, I did I miss that part? I'm trying really, you know, this is like the hardest thing. I mean, you guys are my friends. I could be real. I've got like five things on the screen. Like, so I have the Facebook Live, I have the Blog Talk Radio, I have the questions I want to ask you, and I have a thing going with Tammy of like all this. I'm just like, did I just miss what he said there? And I apologize if I did at all. I swear to God, I'm paying attention to you, but it's like trying to do all of this at the same time. I'm like,
No worries. I did not mention it. We have yarn here for those who want to just come in and knit. Otherwise, we do take donations, or if you bring your own yarn, that would be a donation that once you finish the hat. So we do have yarn here for people, but we also have, you know, you can come in and bring your own, whatever suits you.
Okay, cool. Now, regarding the yarn, because I know Halos of Hope has some I don't know if restrictions is the right word, but they have suggestions. How about that? For the different yarns that you use or whatnot. Are you going to have like a printed out sheet of, you know, what's best, what's, you know, what these cancer centers are looking for, or is that something that people should look up beforehand on the Halos of Hope website?
If they show up, even if it's before the event, we have a list of yarns that we can, steer them towards. We just want to make sure, and a lot of people aren't necessarily thinking of that, but when you lose your hair, your head is a lot more sensitive, so you have to be very careful about the types of yarns you use. You don't want anything that could be irritable or scratchy or prickly. So things, even though some things like Angora might be really soft, but the fibers tend to come out and they could be irritating. So we have a list of things in the shop that are great to use for chemo hat purposes.
All right, cool. I mean, like, I know that a lot of people think alpaca is, like, incredibly soft, and I absolutely agree. On the skein or whatever, typically I feel it and it's really soft. But, like, I find it as I'm wearing it, like, it's extremely prickly for me. And, like, I have a really hard time with alpaca. So, I don't know. I just think it's one of those things you just have to be aware of. Just think about, you know, what would you want against your skin if your skin was so highly sensitive to, you know, after being through chemotherapy and radiation and all that stuff. So it's just one of those things to think about. And I know that Pam has talked about it before. So it's one of the topics that you can check out. Now, how do I say this? Are people coming into the event that are not local in the sense that, you know, maybe there are some groups around you that you know of that it's like, hey, they're getting together a big van full of people that are coming over to join you at the store to join you doing all of this?
Yeah, we have people coming from all over. We've been advertising it in all the Stitches events and the Vogue Knitting that we've been going to. So we have people from Colorado that say they're coming, Minnesota, Illinois, of course, Wisconsin.
And
we've advertised at all the knitting guilds as well, so the Milwaukee Knitting Guild and the Windy City Knitting Guild here in Chicago and Madison Knitting Guild. So we are trying to get the word out, and hopefully those who say they're coming will arrive with their friends as well.
Right. So the reason I asked that is, do you know of a place where people, maybe, I don't know if you have a Ravelry group or your Facebook page where people can say, hey, you know, I'm thinking of driving out to this. Anybody want to join in? And maybe it could be, you know, a fun knitter's carpool. Just throwing that out there. It might be something fun to do.
We've got them all listed as Facebook events. So there's some conversations going on there, but
that's
Ravelry's
perfect.
A good idea. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess my recommendation out there to all of you listeners is if you're thinking about attending this, check out some of the Ravelry, or not the Ravelry, the Facebook events. And if you're going to go, maybe share it with your friends and say, hey, anybody want to join me with this? You know, because it'd be kind of fun. And why not? Why not go and be a part of that? Now, I know you said that you're doing sort of the Prohibition, Roaring Twenties sort of time with the cloche hats and stuff. Is this also kind of tied into the special hat? The name just totally left me. I know Tammy's going to tell me here in a minute, but what Stephen B is doing with the hats, with Halos of Hope, are people going to maybe, you know, maybe they can come and be a little creative and create really interesting hats and stuff. I'm just thinking outside the box.
Absolutely. All personalities are welcome and as crazy as you can be. The way I look at it, when people ask me what hat should I knit, you know, there's someone out there kind of like yourself, and you're not going to be like everyone else. So my thought process is do the hat that you would like if you were going to go through this. and there will be someone out there for you. The great thing about Halos of Hope is that they actually send a large group of hats to the hospitals, and the patient actually gets to pick which one speaks to them. And so make it special. Make it the way that you would want it, and send that energy out there, because that's what it's about, right? We're putting this energy into this hat, this, you know, thought process of healing, and hopefully someone else will see that and get a smile. All the hats that I've been making are ones that if I were to put them on, it would make me smile and laugh, and that's what I want to bring into people's lives. So if a really conservative hat is what you would want, then do that. Otherwise, if you want to do something crazy and fun and out there, there is going to be someone who's going to look at that and go, oh, this just really made my day. Thank you.
I love that about you guys. You guys are awesome. This is so fun. I wish I could attend the event with you, but I actually have family plans this weekend. But then I'm out there. I'm in Chicago for like 2 weeks straight because I'm attending the Crochet Guild of America event, and then right after that is Stitches Midwest. So I'm literally in Chicago for 2 weeks, and I just bummed that I couldn't be there for this because it just seems like it's going to be so much fun. But you can rest assured that I will be cheering you on from Colorado and singing your praises.
Very cool.
So I know that Tammy told me that we have some prizes for today. Do you want to tell me what they are?
So we have a yarn that we import from Norway. It's a 100% Pima cotton called Petunia. And it's a DK weight, so it works up relatively quickly. Great for chemo hats. And we are going to give 2 skeins away to 2 lucky people. And then we also have a pattern. We are good friends with Anne Podlasak, who is from Willy Wonka Fibers. And mm-hmm. She is a great knitwear designer. And she has created a hat for our event. And we will include a pattern. It's called the Garden Gate Hat. And we will include a pattern with the yarn that we send.
Very cool. So let's do the, let's see, you have 2 yarns and the pattern. And then you have 2 sets of those, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. So let's do 1 to a call-in listener and 1 to a commenter. Yeah? Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I lost you. I was like, maybe they aren't there. Maybe they don't like that idea. All right, cool.
No, we love it.
Awesome. So that's what we will do, everybody. If you're listening live to the podcast, please pick up your phone. The guest call-in number is 347-539-5589. Once you call in, you are placed on a switchboard over on that other window I mentioned earlier, my Blog Talk Radio window. And it literally lists a line of phone numbers. And I don't have names. I have a place where I can add a name. Like, so I added Dennis and Jeffrey's name today to this place where they are. And I'm adding Tammy's name right now to the phone number that I know is hers. But everybody else, there's no names. The reason I'm mentioning that is because I have gotten emails lately asking me if I tend to pick the same person on purpose, and I absolutely do not. But having said that, you are welcome to win as many times as you want here on the Yarn Thing podcast. I don't restrict your winning opportunities. I don't ever want people to feel like, oh, well, I won last month. I don't want to call in. You know what? You have a chance to call in and win whenever you want. I want everybody to be a winner. So again, 347-539-5589. If you're not able to listen live, don't worry. There's always a chance for you to win as well, simply by leaving a comment on the show notes. Tammy gets the show notes up over on marleybird.com after the show airs. And at the bottom of those show notes, you can see an area where it says leave a reply or leave a comment. And you simply do that. And you include a keyword that the yarn guys will give us here in a minute. And that is sort of like your golden ticket. That's your proof that you listen to the podcast and you know what the keyword is. That about 2 to 3 weeks after the original air date of the podcast, and that's really flexible, you guys, we choose a winner from those comments. So having said that, you must leave those comments over on marleybird.com, and they must be left on the show notes for today's show, because that's where Tammy goes to randomly select a winner, and there you have it. So while people are calling in, let's see if we can get Tammy on the show here. Tammy, are you there?
I'm here.
All
good
right,
morning, girl. Beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm doing the straight hair look today. Did you notice? It's like Super straight. All right, I'll mute myself and I'll let you talk to Dennis and Jeffrey.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Hi, Tammy.
Good morning. I want to say how awesome you are wearing the superhero capes with this big project. I know it wasn't your idea, but you've really jumped into the new yarn industry scene, I think, with both feet.
Well, thank you. We just like Marley, very busy at the moment. We actually have the electrician in our warehouse getting that all set up, so we'll have our warehouse up and running and maybe even more wonderful yarn to come. So thank you.
Well, and I've been following your posts about the renovations. This is an even bigger project than the one you were working on last summer when we talked. Do you want to mention that at all?
We're just doubling our warehouse space. If anyone's been at the shop, our shop is in a building that's built in 1857. It's a really, really old building, but it spans the entire block. And just last July, we actually purchased the building, and the mirror image of our yarn shop is on the other side of the shop. So that goes to the other side of the block. And we're turning that space into a wonderful yarn paradise or warehouse of yarn, all imported from Norway. And then, of course, our new yarn that we just started manufacturing ourselves, Hygge, which is a Z-twist yarn, and so that has a space in there as well, so we can wind it and get it ready and out for shipment. So, yeah, lots of things going on.
And you probably, I know that 2 weeks isn't really enough time, but you're going to be packing up to go to Stitches Midwest in Chicago, like Marley said. I want to mention, you guys are sponsors of that event now.
We are, yes.
Which is, you know, that makes that superhero cape just that extra fluffy.
Well, thank you. Now,
what does that involve for you? You're going to be at all the different things that happen, the fashion shows and the banquets.
Right. So each of the events that we sponsor with Stitches, and we do sponsor every show that they do, so we attend them all. But we help with like pre-show promotion, and
we're in the fashion show.
We do have items then that we sponsor in the fashion show. We will be attending that and the student banquet, and all the events that they put on. We kind of do it for two reasons. It gets our name out there more and awareness of our yarns, but it also helps encourage knitting and crocheting in everybody that attends. And it's a great way to show people what's possible, because there are so many possibilities. I mean, the sky's the limit. So it's neat to be able to attend stuff like that and see what other people are working on and what seems to be like the in thing.
So I have to ask, because Marley's not on the line yet. People can attend the pajama party and meet you?
We normally show up at the pajama party. We don't stay the whole night.
And that's the figurative we. I normally, Dennis normally shows up to the pajama party. Jeffrey stays out and waits at the bar. But I do show up. I do go there.
I did show up once, so you never know.
You never know. He's elusive. But like Snuffleupagus, right? But I will be there, sure. So, pajama party and all, we'll happy to say hi.
And as awesome sponsors, a lot of people leave the pajama party with door prizes, and I'm sure that you've put a lot of things into that pot to distribute there as well.
We try our best. Lots of fun things on the in the future, for sure.
Just setting the example as the awesome sponsors that you are. So I'm supposed to be helping pick prizes here. The last time that let me skip that thought. We're supposed to be picking a prize, and I'm scrambling to open the window, which is kind of why I was stalling. to pick a prize from a episode from in the past. Jen Lucas was on. She has a new book, Stunning Stitches. Jen will be attending your the Halos of Hope-a-thon event.
Yes, and we're super excited that she is.
I'm excited that she's going to be there too, because between her and Laura Kurzak, who will be there, sitting there knitting alongside them, getting these hats created, that just tickles me to no end that you'll be able to learn alongside with them, perhaps a tidbit or two, and discuss knitting adventures with them as well. Even if you're just looking forward to the discussions with Franklin Habit and the classes and things, sitting with these two lovely ladies, sharing that adventure, the knitting all night long is, and getting these chemo hats made to be donated. I think I can't imagine anything more fun or more awesome.
It will be lots of fun. We can't wait. Lots of things planned for it.
Yeah. I'm still not in the right screen. My computer's not behave itself, and so I wanted to pick one of these winners from when Jen was on. She has this great new book. I'm sure people that are in attendance will be able to see copies of it. And
it's not as easy as it sounds, right? Talking,
yeah.
Talking and flipping through all of these screens. It's like, oh, my God, I wish I had a team.
No.
I was saying that on Facebook. I was like, I don't have a team.
Let's see. Stunning Stitches.
Hey, so while you're
it's
looking,
gotta be right here.
You're looking, I'm going to ask a question. So, guys, the new yarn, Hygge, is that named after the Danish word?
Yes. So it means coziness, but it kind of speaks towards a societal coziness, one of where everyone has their cozy space. A lot of times they use like a fireplace with a rocking chair and a good book to kind of explain that thought process, but it really goes further to, if your neighbor doesn't have that coziness, then you can't have that coziness. It just isn't part of their society to, like, allow others not to find their space. So how are you helping them find their coziness as well? So that's why we kind of picked that name, was get that thought process out there into the American consciousness of, hey, let's help create this coziness for everyone.
Yeah. So, I love it. I love that word. I was looking at naming some things of mine, and I love that whole concept. And so I was just like, oh, so when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder. And so I actually put a link to a news article from the BBC on Facebook Live. You guys want to check out that link. It's interesting. It's a great way to view how, we should all be as human beings and be happy together. I mean, it totally encapsulates how I live. Like, it's perfect. I love it. And just so you guys aren't like going out there and typing H-O-O-G-A, like it's actually spelled H-Y-G-G-E, but it's pronounced Hygge, H-O-O-G-A. It's pretty cool. It's
and
pretty
that's
cool stuff.
A Danish pronunciation. In Norwegian, it's being more like Hygge.
That's so funny. Isn't that awesome? Oh, my gosh. I love that you guys are doing that. That's great. Tammy, any luck?
Yes, I've got it.
All right, cool.
Sorry about the delay.
It happens.
I think my computer, the internet may be slow right here. So the random number generator chose Maria's comment. Everybody was supposed to pick a favorite stitch, and Maria's comment was, my favorite stitch is garter stitch. It's so easy and mindless knitting. And that, that's great. That works for social knitting or when you're traveling in the bus or whatever. Jeffrey and Dennis, have you guys taken an opportunity to find a code word or a phrase that people should use in their comments on your show notes?
Let's do halos.
Oh,
I think that's a great,
That's
it's
good.
Very appropriate.
That's a perfect.
Thanks, Marlene.
All right. You're welcome, hon. Hey, so Dennis and Jeffrey, we had a question on Facebook Live. They want to know if there is going to be a place for them to be able to participate virtually, or are you going to post pictures along the way? Maybe are you going to do a Facebook Live on your own Facebook channel during the event? How could people that are not going to be there participate?
We had thought about doing a Facebook Live, so we probably will, but there will definitely be photos and maybe even short videos posted to the Facebook event pages and our own Wall of Yarn and the Yarn Guys Facebook pages as well.
Perfect. So we'll make sure we put links to those pages over there. All right, my guys, you have 30.
We'll make sure and post that on our Facebook as well when we're going to do that and the link for it and all that good stuff.
Perfect, perfect. I am looking at 33 callers, and so I'm just going to scroll through all the numbers. You tell me to stop, and that'll be the lucky winner. Oh, our hand's up. Oh, that's area code 812. Let's click on this, and it's connecting.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, Marley. Hi, guys.
Hello.
This is Suzanne. This is Suzanne from Indiana. How are you guys?
We are great. Good.
I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I know. It's so nice to be able to talk to you guys. I'm super excited. I actually have some hats to send off for Halos of Hope, so I'm glad that that you guys are talking about this.
Fantastic. I love the whole Halos of Hope family and what they do, and they just do amazing stuff. Now, are you too far away from the event to attend, Suzanne?
I am at this time. We've been traveling quite a bit, so I won't be able to make it this time, but hopefully virtually I'll be able to.
Exactly. I think that's key.
I do as well. Because I think that talking about this, you know, this, there's so many great movements for, you know, to spread good in the world between Halos for Hope or, you know, some of the other organizations I was listening to about this morning, you know, just there's a lot of ways that people can spread good. And Halos for Hope is one of the ones that I do like to support.
Absolutely. Did you listen to the Mother Bear Project podcast?
I did, actually, and that's another bear. I actually have that pattern pulled out in some scraps because I've never made a mother bear, and the more people talk about it, the more I really want to try one.
Yeah, right? It's like I totally just got goosebumps just thinking about it because it's just one of those things. It just, as you were talking about the different things to spread, you know, kindness and generosity and whatnot with the world, it's one of the best things about knitters and crocheters and crafters in general. We're just genuinely kind, giving, concerned, and just, I don't know, heartwarming people. Like, I love that. Anyways, we totally got sidetracked. You're the winner, Suzanne.
Thank you. Hey. I'm super excited. Thank you very much. I
very cool.
It.
Well, you know how this works. You email me winner at yarnthingpodcast.com with your mailing address and phone number. I'll send it over to the Yarn Guys, and they'll get your prize sent out to you right away.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Yarn Guys. I hope that you find your days are filled with stamina, as you have so much going on.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Patience.
Bye, Suzanne.
All righty. Bye, Marley. Bye, guys.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut her off, but there you have it. All right. So congratulations. Super fun. I love giving away prizes, and I love having you guys on the show, and I definitely don't see you nearly enough when I'm at Stitches and stuff because we are running around like crazy. Stamina is exactly what we need. We need more and more of that because we are just so incredibly busy. But I do hope that you will do some of the Facebook Live stuff while you are doing the Halos of Hope-a-thon because I think that would just be really great. And if people, you know, maybe they're at home and they want to just join in the fun but they have to sit by their computer, that's a good way for them to do it.
Excellent.
Very cool. The classes that Franklin is teaching, are those all full or are they just kind of a general, here's what we're doing?
He allows up to 20 people per class. We do have space available in each class. They're $45 per class, and half of the money goes back to Halos of Hope and the other half goes to Franklin.
Yep.
Dude, that is so cheap and so fantastic. So hopefully people will be able to go over and sign up for those. And where would they sign up for those classes?
They can sign up by calling us at the shop, 815-616-8402. Or they can send us a message through Facebook, and we can get them signed up through PayPal.
All right. That's so cool. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me today, and I really wish you great success with the Halos of Hope-a-thon.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Go deal with the electrician.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Such wonderful guys. Such wonderful guys. I absolutely love talking to them. And it's just fun. So hopefully if you are interested and want to participate in the Halos of Hope-a-thon at the Wall of Yarn with the Yarn Guys, you will be able to check out more information on their Facebook page, as they mentioned, or give them a call if you want to sign up for some of Franklin's classes and go and join the fun. And if you want to participate virtually, you know what? Stalk their Facebook page. I'm sure that they'll do some more virtual stuff, and we can all be a part of this wonderful event. Okay, guys, that is it for today's show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I will be back next Tuesday with another wonderful guest. Until then, let's hit our wonderful music. I know I say this every time. I love this music. It's called Happy Vibes, and it totally makes me happy. Thank you guys so much for sticking with me for these 10 years of doing the podcast. Can you believe it's been 10 years? And it's just a lot of fun. And I'm going to say thank you to my sponsors, Red Heart Yarns, where I'm the proud national spokesperson at that event, Craftsy.com, Currently Bags, Creative Bug, and Buffalo Wool Company. I will talk to you guys again next Tuesday. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.